Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Solar Sales Uncensored. I am your host, Aaron Browning, and I am fired up yet again. This is going to be a first time for Solar Sales Uncensored. We are bringing back a guest. We are bringing back an encore. The audience spoke, our followers spoke, and guess what? Once in a while, I listen. I have the privilege of introducing my business partner, my best friend, Mr. Christopher Hart. For those that didn't catch that first episode, not only is he a repeat guest, he actually kicked us off, which I think is really cool. I know he felt honored to do that, and that was the only way I would even do this thing. He was my real estate coach for years. A lot of things come to mind when I think of him, some good, some bad, and we'll talk about that here in a second. One of them that I think he had the biggest impact on my personal life and my business life is scripting, and really the art of teaching scripting as a framework. The second one that he's having a huge impact on, he is actually, believe it or not, the person that introduced me to AI. We're going to talk about how that conversation happened, but he is a script ninja, as we call him. He is a serial entrepreneur, primarily got his start in real estate, now in solar. Just an all-around good dude, former military vet. I could sing his praises for years. Also an amazing dad, by the way, amazing husband too. But Chris Hart, without further ado, how the heck are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. I'm cool with spending this time with you continuing praise, man. You are by far the most talented person I've ever met in praising people. So please, for my ego's sake, continue on.
Too funny, man. When you hang out with people who are smarter than you, I'm talking about myself, it's very easy.
Yeah.
Very, very easy, especially when you know someone as well as we know each other. I know I had some notes over here. I didn't need them. It's all fact. It's all stuff I've experienced, man. You're an awesome dude. You always play all out. You always play to the highest denominator, which I love about you. And you just bring it, man. You got a gift of paying it forward as well.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
This conversation today is going to be all about AI. It's been a topic that our audience has really started to lean in on. They're starting to ask questions. And I feel like those who haven't, they're confused by it. They really are. So I really want to start there. I remember it's probably been 8 or 9 months now. We were just kicking off our solar venture together. And every training we did, Chris was like, this AI stuff, this Canva stuff. I think that's where it originally started for you. It was way over my head. It was like drinking from a fire hose. And I'm pretty techie. I didn't know AI from anybody. And so everything Chris was saying for 45 days, I just didn't get it. I didn't get it at all. Finally, I said, man, I can't let this guy get ahead of me on one more thing he does. Let me go jump in with ChatGPT. And I fell in love, man.
Right.
So first and foremost, thank you for introducing it. How did you get introduced to AI back in, I think, probably about 9 months ago to a year ago?
Man, I don't know, to be honest with you. I wish I had a sexy answer for you. The best answer I have for you is I stumbled across it. And I think a big part of my embracing of AI came from years of coaching where you look at like the bottlenecks in business, right? I think good coaches, business coaches do that, right? They look at the bottlenecks in businesses. And for me, what I identified working with real estate, and then eventually we got into solar, but mostly real estate over the years, is there's some human elements that hold people back from really being able to grow and or scale their sales. And I've always said, I was like, man, if we can remove that bottleneck, we can just take off. And when I say we, like the industry as a whole, and many of us went on the journey of the bottleneck of hiring the right people, because the human element always created that obstacle or resistance in the ability for smart people who really wanted to grow their businesses to be able to do. So we went on that journey of like really learning how to hire people. It's like, oh, okay, yeah, that worked a little bit. And then various different technology pieces, I think, had great intentions, but never panned out. But when I did see AI in the way of ChatGPT and then how it, you know, I saw it and I was like, dude, this is it. And ChatGPT for me was my bottleneck in business. I'm a prospector by growth process, right? Meaning I came into sales or came into real estate and I was taught to phone prospect. And I was never good at marketing in the past. And I wanted to get involved in it. I've taken the courses with Russell Brunson and everything always wound up being about copyright. And I'm like, how do I write? Like, I was never good at that. I know you had that platform that you bought that could help with, you know, with that challenge. But ChatGPT for me was the ability to overcome my weakness in business, especially with marketing, and not have to be a really good copywriter. I could just be a decent prompter and get good copyright. So when I saw that, I was like, man, this is it for me. But what I saw about AI was really the ability for other people to be able to remove bottlenecks in their businesses to be able to expand in some way, right? Grow, scale, expand geographically, whatever you're trying to do. So that was the original kind of premise for me. And then I have this thing about, I came up with these three E's years ago relative to building a business that I think every business owner should really funnel everything through their business. And it's enhance, efficiency, right? So what can I do to enhance my business? How do I become more efficient? And ultimately, how can I become more effective? And so when I saw AI in its original, very basic nature, it answered all three of those. Yep. Can I enhance my business with this? Yes. Can I be more effective with this? Yes. Can I be more efficient with this? Yes. I got to adopt it.
Yeah. By the way, we could dissect a whole bunch there, man. And I want to come back to the three E's. I think that's really good. Much like you, I think what spoke to me, especially for us salespeople, and that's most of our audience, we're really good at the implementation. We're really good at hunting, going out and doing it. Very few of us, and I'll speak for you and I, that's not our gift. We're not a unicorn to where you're good at sales, you're good at being direct, you're good at closing, but you're also really good at marketing. Right. You're really good at crafting emails and building websites. Like, that's a freak of nature.
Right.
AI to me, in the form of what you and I are mainly using it for, and it could even be personal, which is great, it levels that playing field.
Yeah.
It allows us to go hire all those people that you and I have done and spent thousands and thousands, multiple six figures for some people, for $20 a month. For like that's the part that blows my mind. When I finally saw that, I said, Chris, oh my gosh, like this thing is a game changer, man. So I totally agree. It allows that unicorn piece. It allows us to level the playing field. It allows us to stay in our lane as salespeople, whatever you're really good at, but go build the other pieces for free or for very cheap.
Yeah, very affordable cost. You and I have, we've done different business ventures together, and it's, we look at technology and it's, oh, you buy this and it's $2,000 or $4,000. That puts a lot of people on the sideline, especially a lot of small business owners, people just getting into sales. When you look at like ChatGPT, they have a free version of it. If you want the advanced version, which gives you a lot more features and benefits, it's $20 a month. Right? Like you can go get a side job just to afford ChatGPT until you can get your business up and running as long as you utilize it for its value opportunity.
Yeah. Let's be blunt. You and I, that's the way we roll. I did a class on Monday about this. If you can't afford $20 a month, you got to go do something. You got to change something in your life.
Yeah.
Unless you're a child listening to this podcast, we're talking about $20. You and I make nothing if you go out and get the pro version. We're just telling you to lean in and invest in your business. And by the way, when I first started, when Chris sent me the link, it was a free account. I think I was probably 2 days in. I said, I want all the bells and whistles. I don't want a cap on what I can search. Start free. I'll even backtrack. We just want you at whatever level you're comfortable at to lean in. Once you start playing with it, there's no better way to learn it. You can use it for marketing. And we're going to talk about, in fact, let's jump there, Chris. What are some ways, let's talk specifically ChatGPT, that you're utilizing it right now without going like too involved, because I want to dissect them, but like just brain dump. What are some ways you're using it, marketing, sales, whatever?
I know I mentioned to you about our newest venture inside of our coaching business, which is our digital boss. And we'll talk about that maybe a little bit later. But the whole premise of that, BOSS is an acronym for build out sales system, right? And so we created a marketing division that can help salespeople build out automated sales systems, right? That's just leverage for them to be able to grow and scale. But our intent is how can we use, like the whole premise of this was based off of one question. How can we use AI for every step of a sales process end to end? We're really integrating it with a lot of things, right? AI generated Facebook ads, AI generated content for the Facebook ad, right? And for some people, their Facebook ad takes them to a website. Okay, we're using AI to generate the content on the website, ChatGPT, right? Some websites today in their construct, in the back end, just has that built in already. So you have that available to you. We're plugging in AI generated blog writers where you plug this into your website and it can generate a blog a day, or you can generate multiple blogs a day, but you know, you really don't want to go more than one a day, but it takes care of all the H1, H2, H3, all the description with the hashtags, and it does all the thinking for you. Right. And it has anywhere between a 95 to 99% accuracy. I forget exactly what it's called. Forgive me, but it's not duplicated, which means you won't find that same content somewhere else on the internet, which affects blogging. Yep. Right.
Originality, really.
Yeah. We're rolling out our newest product within all this AI voice agent conversational bots. Like, this thing will blow you away, dude. Absolutely blow you away.
Give us a teaser on that.
What's that?
Give us a teaser on that.
This is the removal of the bottleneck that I talked about before. I always said, 100%. If we could remove the bottleneck of the human being with growth in sales, which requires what? Human discipline. Meaning you've got to have a disciplined person to come to work every day. Two, if they show up, lead generate. If they lead generate, update the notes. If they lead generate and update the notes, create a task for a follow-up, and then actually execute that task at the given date, right? Those are the challenges that create a bottleneck for every sales industry. AI voice agent technology takes all that out, right? Because now I set it up with my CRM and I can literally trigger it to call out when a new lead comes in, however, or whenever I want it to call out. It'll make the phone call. It sounds 95%. It uses the gross intellect of AI system as a whole, which means all the information that's going through these AI systems, it uses that information to have a conversation with an end user. Okay. It doesn't get sick. It doesn't have emotions. It doesn't not feel like lead generating. It doesn't get pregnant. All those things that prevent people from being consistent, it doesn't have that. It doesn't get emotional when it gets hung up on. The really cool part is you can implement this. You can program this conversational bot and it provides you massive leverage. I can scale that up and down. This thing could literally make 10,000 calls in 3 minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy. And by the way, our CRM, we're beta testing this right now. So this will come. We'll throw links out so you have it.
It's crazy.
Game changing. Even someone like Chris, who's great at sales, usually most people hate doing dials. Like it is so tedious. It's all of that to be able to replace that. And it's what he just said too. I've had some really good, we call them ISAs in real estate, Chris, you've coached them, some really good ones, but guess what? They have a bad day. They have an off day. Their spouse called, their kid's sick at home. Like it's life. They just don't feel like doing it. To have an AI, a robot, a bot, whatever you want to call it, who's always performing at 100%, poo, game over, my friends.
Aaron, this thing's better than me.
Don't go right there.
And I don't say that egotistically from the standpoint of, oh, I'm great, blah, blah, blah. I'm skilled. Don't get me wrong. I've got 15 years experience and a whole lot of time and money spent learning from some of the best that I've used in my coaching program to train other people. But this thing's even better because, again, it has the intellect of the entire system.
Yep.
And it's pretty dynamic. We're integrating AI into that. It's just, we're looking at every single piece and going, all right, where's the technology? Where's the AI technology that can handle this such that the entire process can be automated, right? On our CRMs right now, we have the AI bot, right? Yep. That will have a text message conversation with a prospect or a client. Here's the thing. Here's my philosophy about AI. When we got into solar, I said that when we talked to realtors, I made this statement that your perspective about solar is the leading indicator of what your business will look like 5 years from now. Meaning, if you don't like solar, you don't think it's a good thing, like your business is going to suffer because the majority of homes 5 years from now are going to have solar, right? If you embrace it, then you're going to have a bigger business because you're willing to at least embrace it. I have the same philosophy when it comes to AI for business owners. Your philosophy on AI is a leading indicator to what your business is going to look like 1 year from now.
Mm, so the gap's even shorter.
Even shorter. Because the adoption of AI in of itself, as far as technological advancement, is moving at hyperspeed, right? You saw it with ChatGPT. When I first presented it to you, it was like ChatGPT 3. It was good. It wasn't great. And it was literally like 2 months later, it was great.
Yeah.
Right. And so it's just going to continue to get better and better. And it's going to allow people to enhance their business, be more effective and be more efficient, thus escalating the pace at which somebody can grow and scale. So if they're growing and scaling at that type of speed and you're jogging along doing one of these, trying to leverage the human element because you don't, quote unquote, believe in AI, you're going to get left behind.
100%.
Your competition is going to take market share.
100%. You and I are utilizing it. We're doing that every single day. I want to backtrack a little bit too for those who are brand new to AI listening, man, which I fear, unfortunately, is a lot of our audience. Other ways that we're using ChatGPT, let's start there. Chris just went over a massive value add with bots and voice callers and all that fun stuff. I want to keep it really simple for a second. If you have never done it, or maybe you have the account, you just never really utilized it, have ChatGPT today rewrite your Facebook bio, your LinkedIn bio, your Instagram bio, your Twitter, X, whatever you're on. That's where I started. I wanted something that was bite-sized that I could just plug in. I gave it a few facts about me. I love barbecuing. I love smoking meat. I love my family. I love photography. I love videography. Whatever your thing is. At the time, I think it was wine. Amazing how a year can change.
Right.
But it was things like that. And then it came back with it. And you can play with it. Hey, I like this. Take that out. I instantly had a Facebook bio that kicked ass. I instantly had a Twitter, an X bio. My LinkedIn was a fun one because that's much longer. Go play with it. Once you see that, how you can get something tangible that you can go implement today, hopefully it starts to hook you like it did us. I see your mouth moving.
Yeah, the wheels are spinning as you're talking. And what you're saying there is massively valuable. And what I'll add to that is if you haven't embraced AI at any level yet, first thing I would tell you is get around people who are, right? Because interestingly enough, you give me credit for introducing you to ChatGPT, and then I'll turn around and send the same thank you and credit back to you because you've called me up and been like, dude, I did this with my LinkedIn. I did this with my Facebook. I'm doing this right now with this Twitter thing, and my Twitter's blowing up, and I'm like, holy crap. And we jump on Zooms, and you show it to me, and I'm like, dude, this is amazing. So when you get around people that are doing it, the cool part is I didn't have to figure those things out. You got excited about it and you called me up and you were like, hey, you got to check this out. Do this X, Y, and Z, blah, blah, blah. You're naturally going to build off of other people's excitement. And there's plenty of business people today that are playing in the world of AI that if you just get in their world, they'll up level you real quick. With the utilization of AI, you don't need to know everything. You need to know the people who do.
100%, man. We grow into the conversations around us. I was joking with someone on Monday after I taught that class. If you look at my TikToks or my shorts on YouTube, even Reels on Instagram, 90% of it is someone AI teaching something.
Yeah.
Like I'm around it all day, every day. And I'm like, by the way, here's the other one for the audience who's a little more seasoned with this. The kryptonite we all have is we're not thinking big enough. We're not thinking every single day use cases of how AI can better our lives, better our business. Like the Twitter one, like the social media profile. I guarantee you someone right now is like, oh my gosh, why did I not think of that?
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. A few other ones, Chris, to brain dump and run with emails. So I'm much like Chris. I'm very direct. I get frustrated pretty easy. I have a pretty short tolerance for stupidity. That wasn't very nice, but it's true. I'm allergic to dumb, as I tell people. I had an email probably about a month ago that I was writing to someone. I won't say his name. I was really frustrated. This email was probably not my best work. It wasn't very nice. I went to ChatGPT before pushing send. And I said, can you rewrite this? I'd like the tone to be a little bit more understanding, but also firm. It crafted this email that, oh my gosh, it was amazing. It was godsend, brother. It probably kept my friendship alive with this person. Yeah. So it's little things like that. Here's another one. My wife, this has probably been 6 months now. I remember it vaguely, but it was pretty freaking funny. I know I told you this. We had gotten in a fight on our morning walk. We go on a morning walk every day, 5 days a week. We're really good about it. We had fought about something so bad, she's going to kill me, that she ended up walking like 30 yards in front of me for the last like 2 miles. Like we weren't even walking like on the same like street anymore. We get home and I'm stubborn. So I'm not saying anything at first. We shower, we do our things. I get a text from her. It was after a training or something. I don't remember the nuances of it. And it was pretty long. She knows I don't do well with long text, but it was pretty long. But I knew we just had a fight, so I had to read it. This thing was so well written. I was like, wow. I left my office. I went out and I kissed her. And I said, I'm sorry, that sort of thing. I had my coffee. Several hours go by and she goes, Aaron, I have something to confess. I was like, what? I thought we were over the fight. And she goes, I don't want you to get mad. And I was like, I'm not mad. And she goes, I used ChatGPT for that text. I said, no way. And she goes, I did. And I said, really? And she goes, yeah, my text was not going to be nearly as nice. I was calling you an idiot. And ChatGPT rewrote it and said, it's a family thing. It's a teamwork. All this other stuff. And it like light bulbs went off. And I was like, that is it. It's so much bigger than business, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I ever shared that story with you.
No, not that one.
Yeah.
Not that
one. Here's another one that I picked up from a guest on the podcast. Amazing episode. He takes the proposal from what Chris and I do in Solar. He wants to make sure his clients, prior to getting on a Zoom with him, are at least somewhat familiar with what he's going to discuss. He takes the proposal. He goes up from the left and literally copies and pastes. Doesn't even give a man. This is old school stuff. Paste it into ChatGPT and says, can you write a marketing email that's going to highlight the benefits of why someone should go solar, why they want to meet with me tomorrow at 1 o'clock? Written like that with all the bullet points, everything. That is his pre-sales email to get their appetite wet. That blew my freaking mind, my friends.
This is what I mean, man. Get around people that are using this because I feel like everybody's got a little bit of genius in something, right? And the value of always the saying goes, show me the five people you hang out with most and I'll show you who you're going to become. Let's back up. Do you mind if we back up a little bit and like really look at AI? Because I think, at least my experience, that most people are apprehensive about utilizing AI for two reasons. One, just lack of knowledge around it. And two, I think there's a fear that's been propagated through mainstream channels, whatever the case may be, in what is AI going to do to humanity? When you look at AI, right, it says artificial intelligence. Let's be clear about something. Nothing about intelligence is artificial. Nothing. Right? If you look at intelligence from its core, every bit of data that artificial intelligence uses ever was man-generated into a system that technology has access to, right? So all the AI is doing is propagating human intelligence at lightning speed.
Correct.
Right? And so if you had the ability to hire one of the best copywriters in your business that literally could sit next to you, put a desk right next to you, you're writing a website, a blog or whatever, and you go, hey man, can you take this content? I'm going to airdrop it over to your computer. Can you take this content and enhance it with your skill so I can drop it in this blog? And he does it in 5 minutes. You would do it in a heartbeat. That's really what AI is doing. It's just that it's technology. Yeah, but Chris, what about AI taking jobs? Look, man, we're in a transition in the world, really, in the business space. And our country has been through all of these before, right? We started out as farmers and then became the industrial age. What happened? The Rockefellers created the school system to educate people on how to be employees. And all of a sudden, people became industry workers. Well, guess what? Our government sold out the country to overseas manufacturing and all the industries shut down. What did humans do? They adapted, right? Humans will always adapt. Okay. Yes, AI is going to take some jobs, but guess what? AI takes human beings in order to create, program, update, etc. So it's just like a recycle. So let's not look at AI, oh, it's some big bad wolf. It can be, don't get me wrong. It very well can be, but it's being controlled by the government, which is good in a sense, right? They've got some restrictions on what it's able to do. But I believe there's more value to it in somebody adopting it in their business life and their personal life, right? Because here's what I've learned. I don't even write the email anymore. So when there's an email I have to respond, I take it, I put it into ChatGPT, and I say, please respond, and I give it its prompts with this, here's my intentions, here's my tone, here's the ultimate outcome that I want to see happen. It writes the email, and then I dump it in the reply box and send it. right? I don't even write it and then ask it to enhance it anymore. I just cut that part out.
See, hang out with smarter people. He skips a step.
Too damn lazy to figure the, let me write it first and then throw it in there.
The other cool stuff too, with what you're saying, like the prompting, and it's not censored. Part of the reason Chris and I homeschool our kids is we want to teach our kids how to think.
Right.
Like how to solve problems. What I love about AI and especially ChatGPT, that's really my bread and butter. I get really good outputs because I give really good inputs. Like I've had to become a student of it. I have to think. I want to tailor that. I want to give more context. I want to give as much detail as I can so that I get really good output. Just like Chris and I teach in role play and scripting about asking questions, just being really thought provoking. It's the same idea here. If you go to ChatGPT and say, write my LinkedIn bio, you're going to get crap. Versus doing the example I did of, hey, I've been in solar for this. Hey, I broke this record in real estate. Here's my claim to fame. Here are my five best books. Like whatever, you're giving it more context, you're going to get better results. And I love that because we could take three users. We're all going to get three different responses. Like it causes you to freaking think.
Yeah. So it is going to challenge you to that. And I also think that's a big reason why it's not going to go too crazy, because there are just people who are mentally lazy and they won't think. So they won't use it, because you do have to think. People will say, Aaron, don't you think that's a bad thing? And here's the way I look at it. No, not necessarily, because if ChatGPT is going to be the creative part to the thing that I'm not very good at, and I leverage that technology to get that content that I can put out into my creative, right? Like my, let's just say my script ninja coaching. I believe that's massively valuable to people. If using ChatGPT and AI technology can get me the content that I need in order to take that product and bring it to market, that technology just did humanity a great service. Yep. Because now that product is out there for people to consume and be able to benefit from it. And I think there's a lot of small businesses that find themselves there, like they're great at their craft, right? They can speak about their product all day long, but they were like me, where we're just not good at marketing. Like you can put me on a phone all day long, talk to people. Yeah, I can speak about anything. You ask me to construct copyright, I'm like, dude, no.
Here's the problem with what you just said, man. I'll be blunt. Most salespeople think they are good at marketing. I think that's the problem. I really do, man. They're not even aware that they suck. And it's not even like they're good and they're they suck. There is a science. The problem is most don't lean into it. You and I study this. There is a science about how many words the title, right. Where is the hook at? How often are you dropping the call to action? Where is the call to action? Is it more than one call to action? The time of day you're posting. There's so many freaking variables to this. Like Dan Kennedy, as an example, you and I have studied that. No, like we realize that we suck at it, like absolutely suck. And we want to get better.
You want to know why we realize we suck at it? One, because we thought we were good at it and it didn't work. Okay. That led us to be like, all right, this is not working. Let me go figure out what works. And then we read the books, and I got a box over here from Dan Kennedy, Magnetic Marketing. And we start reading this and we go, wow, I suck. I didn't know what unconscious incompetence. And that's the problem, is they don't do any research or education to get better at something, only to realize they really didn't know what they didn't know. And so what I would say to people out there that think they're good at marketing, that's never had any marketing one experience or two education, I would tell you probably operating in unconscious incompetence. Go start studying marketing and you'll realize what you think. There's so much more.
Totally agree. I want to jump over to custom GPTs for a second, but three or four other little insider tricks of use cases that Chris and I are doing. Just more basic to get wheels turning for anyone listening. Sales and marketing are social media. We'll take a success story. We go there and we'll tell it to craft a promotional piece for Facebook. And then I'll redo it and say, do it on LinkedIn. A little insider tip. Reason being, my Facebook is a lot more informal than LinkedIn. So I have it tailored to different audiences there. We're using it for follow-up with leads, both for recruiting and both for sales. Massive. That is not Chris and I, that is not our gift. So to be able to build that out, which we have in apps and all that fun stuff, many of it we share. Another one too is I wrote an ebook using ChatGPT.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like that blew my mind. Took a couple hours, but damn, that would have taken me months to do. Plus, even longer. I wanted to do it for a long time. I never did. ChatGPT allowed me to do it. Over to custom GPT. So this is relatively new, up 3 weeks, a month or so, depending on when you listen to this. It's been released. What I love about this, and this is really what kicked this conversation off, Chris, when I called you maybe a week or so ago. Now with the paid account, the $20 a month, whatever it is, the pro account, you can go in there and create a custom GPT. So it's like creating your own ChatGPT under the ChatGPT umbrella, if you will. You can tailor this thing to be anything. You can upload information to it that it calls its knowledge base so that it remembers it. Chris said about writing an email. He'll take what he wants and go in there, but he has to give it color, give it context. With custom GPTs, you don't. It remembers all of it. A few examples of that, Chris, and fire away. One is a Twitter growth guru that I built. I'll actually give it to our audience for free. Let us know in the comments if you want it. This thing's badass.
Bad.
If you have under 1,000 followers on Twitter, the number one way to grow is to not be a thought leader. I see people do it, and I made this mistake, so I'm making fun of myself. I'll come up with some fancy saying, some fancy quote. I think it's going to walk on water, glow in the dark. I go post it to an audience of no one, and I get no likes, no comments, no reshares. I did that for a long time with zero growth. Number one way to grow is to comment on influencers, comment on your target audience's post, and then it's seen by their people. It's borrowed influence. In order to do that, you got to be creative. I'm not creative. So if Chris drops a bomb quote, I got to go spend 10 minutes being like, how can I add value to what Chris just did? So here's what I built. It's going to come up with 5 responses for every tweet you supply. One in the voice of Grant Cardone without using 10X. Sorry, Grant. One in Tony Robbins. One in an author or influencer of ChatGPT's choice based on the tweet. One offering witty and intellectual response. And then the fifth being supportive yet offering a contradicting opinion or view. Post the tweet. It gives you 5 answers in a split second. You then pick your favorite one. An hour before, I have Chris as a witness, Ed Milette liked my post and then commented on it. It happens every single day. Every single day. I'm spending 5 minutes a day on Twitter doing that 5, 10 times, whatever your bandwidth allows. And it does it for you. That is a use case that every single one of us can use. Chris, thoughts, feedback on that? I know you've been testing it out as well.
Man, I was in the same boat you were. I've got, I don't know, 1,000, 2,000 followers on Twitter. I just really play around on and mostly surf and will post on other people's posts. Yankees, Devils, Cowboys, my favorite teams. I follow.
Shameless plugs.
I know, but they're all terrible, so it doesn't matter. And then you shared that Twitter growth thing with me, and I was like, man, I'm going to put this thing to the test. I want to see what it does, see if this thing actually works. Same thing, man. I took it, the original post, I plug it in there. It gives me the 1, 5, 6, whatever. One's less brown as well. I pick one that I like, and I slap it in as a reply. And it's like the next time I hop on Twitter, it's like, you've got 7 new people following you. And I'm like, who are these people?
Crazy, dude.
And then there's like responses to my reply to Ed Milette's stuff and other people replying to mine. And I recognize, oh, that person started following me. Oh, that person started following me. I'm like, this is crazy.
Yep.
It's stupid simple. Years it took to get to 1,000 followers. And yet I gained 200 in 10 days just from using that particular strategy.
That's badass. Let us know in the comments if you're watching on YouTube or on the traditional podcast. If you want that, we'll make sure we throw that link out to you just for our audience. We will be selling that here in the future, but I want to give it to you guys for free. A couple other ones. Chris and I have talked about some of these. Some he might not know yet. I created a custom GPT for YouTube to where it is trained. I bought a book. In fact, Chris doesn't know this one yet, so this will be good. I love being able to gauge his reaction on whether or not I hit it out of the park or I got to redo it. One of my favorite YouTube channels for figuring YouTube out is called Think Media. I'll give him a plug. Sean Cannell, just awesome dude, man. I haven't met him personally, but he's a mentor from afar. Super cool, techie, all that fun stuff. I even bought his course. I've spent, my wife's not listening, over 12 grand in the past year to be in his world, just trying to figure it out, man, to get better. I created this custom GPT. I have the PDF version of his book. I uploaded the book. I said, add that to your knowledge base. I want every question I ask you to use this book. I uploaded his entire course for the last 12 months of mastermind, Zoom calls, PDFs, anything he has given us, uploaded that to this guru, my friend, saying every time I come to a question about a thumbnail, about a description, I want it pulled from his book and from the last 12 months of information. All done. I can go there. I can say, I just recorded the podcast with Chris Hart. I need video titles. Here's what it was about. It's going to pull it from the framework of a professional. Done. Gives me 5 YouTube titles. I pick my favorite. Same thing with the description. All done for us. Oh, by the way, it has built-in image creation ability as well. Give me 5 thumbnails based for that title, based for that description you just came up with. What took me hours to do, and I should have been spending even longer than that or paying, I now can do for free because of that custom guru. Blows my freaking mind, dude.
Let me parlay off of that. So there's a young man that you and I both kind of mentor separately, Cody, right?
I spent 20 minutes on a call with him today helping him.
I know. I found out. This is how I know based off.
Okay, yeah.
18-year-old young man, recently graduated from high school, no business experience, worked at Chick-fil-A in high school, started getting into selling solar with us. His father has a large real estate team. He's now selling real estate. Kid's killing it right out of the gate, man. He's very growth-oriented and focused. And he hit me up recently and he's, hey, I'm thinking about starting a podcast and wanted to know any advice. And I'm like, I'm the wrong person to be talking to, man. Like, you need to talk to Aaron. Aaron does the YouTube podcasting and he's figured a bunch of stuff out. He hits me up and asks me if I would be on his podcast. And I said, sure, send me the details. This cat sends me an email with 5 questions. And I, like, the very first question, I was like, holy crap, I got to think about this.
I got a plan for this.
This is a really deep thinking question. And I got past the first one. I got to the second one. I'm like, holy crap. And then I was like, wait a second. I'm going to call his dad. I call his dad up. I'm like, Jay, I'm like, your son just sent me ridiculous questions for his podcast. It's blowing my mind. I know your son's smart, but dude, what's up? And he starts cracking up laughing. He was like, yeah, he got that off of ChatGPT. I said, let me give you some feedback. I said, if I didn't know Cody and he was just reaching out to me in a cold nature and said, hey, I've been following you. I respect you, blah, blah, blah. I'm doing a podcast. Here's what it's all about. Love for you to be on it. Would you be on it? Just for my good nature heart, I would most likely do it. And being in that scenario, if he sent me that same email, I'm turning around going, this is a professional podcaster. And I'm his second guest, right? That's the level of value that AI brings to the business world.
It levels the playing field.
Right. That didn't take anybody's job away.
No.
But it made that young man sound and look more professional that what's today? Tuesday, I'm doing his podcast on Thursday. I'm super excited for that podcast because of those 5 questions he came up with.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah, we had a great convo, man. It was all really about AI and how we're implementing it. I'm excited to see what he does. One of their guru, and then I want to touch into some other apps that you and I are using, man. One of their custom GPT, I just happen to call them gurus for whatever reason, that I want to share with you guys. And this is for anyone, you can steal an idea or whatever. This one we will be selling for sure because it's been a brainchild for about 2 or 3 weeks now of building it. I created one, I call it the Power Guru. Chris, I don't think this one yet. This is cool. So what we did for this one was I transcribed all of my YouTube content related to power, the presentation, the rev share calculator, everything, uploaded it. I uploaded all of our blogs on solar, everything about power, about enterprise, about ambassador, the cost, everything about the platform that I shouldn't say everything, as much stuff as I could find, as much stuff as I use. What is my red line? All of that stuff. It is up there. It is built into the knowledge base with both of Alex Hormozi's books, $100 Million Leads, $100 Million Offers, both of the books, all of that content in there. Everything's scrubbed. You can now go there and say, I need help creating a Facebook ad. I need help creating a Facebook story, a Facebook post. I need help creating a TikTok script based on the enterprise model at Power speaking to this audience. All of it is done for you. Game freaking over, dude. I have been testing this for several weeks now. It is fire. So freaking good.
Yeah.
This is the kind of thing.
I think what it does is once you figure out, like, you have that piece that removes the bottlenecks that allows you to quickly get the content you want to post to take the action that you know you need to do, I think you just get more excited about business, man. I really do.
Yeah. That's actually really well said, man. It's made a lot of this stuff that I hate doing fun.
Yeah.
Like, I hate posting on Facebook. I'm not creative. It's what we said earlier. I know I'm so bad that I don't enjoy it. No one likes doing something they're bad at. Now with ChatGPT, I freaking love it. Right. I had a customer send me a $6 electric bill they had because they went solar. I know I need to go post it. I went to ChatGPT, the Power Guru, and said, make me a post. It made a fire post. I got 2 bills off it.
There you go.
I can't do that without it.
No.
What other?
You probably can, but the amount of time it's going to take to get there. You'll probably quit before you reach that point of figuring out what you need to do.
Dude, said again, brother. This is why I hang out with him. I use the rubber band analogy. He's right. I know I need to post it. I posted on Facebook before. I'm not a complete idiot. But I have to stretch so far out of my core, out of my comfort zone, doing that creative stuff, that one is I'm taking it from somewhere else. 2 is if I stretch too long or I do it too much, that all of a sudden I have to take a break. I'm done. now with this, I'm able to stay in my lane. And that's really what gets me fired up again. That's why I'm having a lot more fun utilizing it. Very well said. Any other apps that you're using that are AI based? I know Canva was one for a while. Anything else?
Yeah, Canva's a big one, man.
Touch on that.
Canva, two parts, right? So I use Canva for visual creatives. My brand style is very simple in nature. I think I believe everybody has a superpower, right? I'm a man of faith. I believe in the creation theory. And I believe the Bible where it says we are made in God's image, right? And if you are in alignment with that sort of belief system, you understand that God created everything. So we're creative by nature, right? And so there's two things that I look at. God was so powerful, he created everything in 6 days and basically spoke it into existence. So I believe we have that same type of power. We can't speak things into existence, but we all have a superpower, right? And my superpower is like twofold. It's the ability to see things. That's why I'm like so bought into AI. I feel like I can see the future to an extent of how valuable this is going to be in the near term future. But two, looking at how do we take the complex and make it simple? That's what I'm really good at. Mm-hmm. I can take very my wife tells me this all the time. She's like, you've told me this in the inverse where you're like, dude, you're so smart. Sometimes you're over people's head. And a lot of that is because I go on these growth journeys and I learn these things that I don't necessarily look at and say, okay, I need to break this down for people to consume. I just keep it for my own processing. And then it comes out and you're like, bro, you're too smart for your own good. Stuff like when I wrote my Script Ninja course and whatnot, how do we take the complex and make it simple? And so that's what I like to create as far as my brand recognition is just simplicity. I've never been good at art, like drawing stuff, creating stuff, designing stuff, never been good at it. Now I go to Canva. They've got all the templates. You can literally upload a CSV file of content that, oh, by the way, where'd you get that from, Chris? ChatGPT. Create me 30 days of, create 30 separate posts to be used on Instagram, whatever the case may be. Create emojis, so on and so forth. And you upload that into a CSV file. Then you take the CSV file and you load it into Canva. And then you tell Canva to make a image associated to each one of those posts. And now you've got automated 30-day posting. Right.
Like he gave me that tip a year ago and I've been doing it.
Yeah.
And some inspirational quotes for entrepreneurs. It scrubs it, pulls it all. It's so stupid. So stupid.
I don't have a lot, honestly. My basic ones that I use every day are ChatGPT is one of them. Another one is, not OpenAI. No, it'll come to me. But ChatGPT and Canva. I think right there for most small business owners, if you use just those two, you can be dynamic.
Yeah.
You can be dynamic on a regular basis.
I would agree. Really, if I had to pick one, I would just ChatGPT. It's that freaking good, that inclusive. I'll go ahead and throw a few others. All of these I use every single day. If I had to rank a second one, like his Canva for him, mine would be Descript. And I'll throw links for all these. You don't have to go search it. In fact, there's some discounts we've already pre-negotiated because of the following we have. Thank you to each and every one of you, by the way. Descript is dope. One of my kryptonite, I'm not good at editing videos. That whole timeline stuff and oh my gosh, like curves and I know enough to be dangerous, but oh my God, it hurts my head. And that's part of the reason why I never did YouTube for years, even though I knew how important. Same thing with the podcast. Descript allows you to either record a video in that program or upload any video you've shot on your phone, camera, whatever it is, does not matter. You go in there and instead of editing on a traditional timeline, you edit with words. That is how I'm going to edit this podcast. It will transcribe all of it. I don't have to edit Chris because he's well-spoken. For me, I do. I push one button, Chris, you ready for this, at the top, and it says remove filler words and any repeat words. Every episode, there's 400 words like that used. 300 of them are mine, by the way. Push a button, it's gone. I can go over if I misspoke and I said a client's name by accident. I said something I shouldn't have said. I made fun of another company. I said that line earlier about I'm allergic to stupid. I don't want that in there. I can go highlight that and push delete. It's gone. You can even, if you upload 10 minutes of you talking, it can overdub words, Chris. I can highlight a phrase where I misspoke, highlight it, type in what I wanted to say. It uses my voice like that in real time.
Pictory.ai is another one I use.
I don't know that one.
Yeah. Pictory.ai creates videos.
Yes.
Yeah, I've shown you that one. 11 Labs.
That's a solid one.
That one, you can literally upload. I think it needs like a couple of minutes of you talking, and then it literally synthesizes your voice. So we do that for making videos for marketing purposes, where you don't feel like trying to memorize a script. You type it out, you dump it in 11 Labs. It literally creates the audio for you. And then you take the audio and you dump it into Pictory.ai's video and you're narrating.
Boom. Another really good one that does the same thing and you guys can pick and choose is NVIDIA AI. Same idea. You can write a whole face. I call it faceless video just with text prompts and it does it for you. Yeah. Once again, if you're not using marketing, it's just because you're not thinking, you're not being creative enough. Allow these tools to go do it.
But think about this for a second, right? You want to create any sort of, whether you want to do faceless videos for YouTube, faceless videos for your marketing campaigns, whatever, promotional, whatever. Okay. You go to ChatGPT, you engineer a prompt for the text that you want. Okay. You literally take that text and you copy and paste it, highlight, copy, paste, dump it into 11 Labs. It will generate the audio in your voice. And then you take that audio and you put it into Pictory.ai and it takes the audio and it will read all the audio and it will create video images for you. Marketing, you didn't do anything.
I know personal people, like know them, can touch them, have talked to them who are making six figures a month off YouTube and TikTok faceless videos.
Yeah. Aaron, 11 Labs, $5 a month. ChatGPT, the advanced version, $20 a month. Pictory.ai, I want to say that one's $20 a month. None of these are bank-breaking, super high-cost technology, readily available. Like, these are the things that we look at and we go, man, if you're not using these today, this is where you're going to get left behind.
It's not even debatable. It's a matter of fact. And Chris and I hate using absolutes. It's an absolute. Like each and every one of you listening, lean in. Go start small if you need to. But oh my gosh, make this a priority. Spend time learning it. It is the future. And now you're able to do it for literally pennies. It's just crazy.
Right.
Chris, a couple of the things before we wrap up, man. And hopefully I should have asked you this ahead of time, but it is what it is. I'd like to open up to our audience the Friday role play and scripting call that you do for our sales organization. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. You want to talk about that just real quick?
Yeah. Every business should focus on sales and marketing. I told you I've been a sales guy most of my almost 20-year career in various different sales industries. Sales is your ability for the human to effectively communicate. Marketing is how you use pictures, images, videos, etc. Even though we have the adoption of technology, the human still needs to make the sale. You still need to be skilled in being able to call people. I wrote a model, right? A framework that's duplicatable, repeatable, script, dialogue, conversation, close. And I teach about resources for each one of those stages that you can use as a tool to increase your effectiveness. We do an open script practice and role play every Friday. Sometimes it's topic related. Sometimes it's market related. And then sometimes we just keep it open for, hey, what are you guys experiencing out there? Coach to the moment sort of thing. It's open. It's free. 9:30 a.m. Eastern time every Friday. ChrisHartZoom.com. It's my first name, last name, Zoom.com. That's it. Simple. Right.
Here's the thing with that too. And I'm there almost every week. This is really what Chris had the biggest impact in my life was the scripting and framework. Now I'm able to, because of that framework, I can sell anything. I could have a conversation with anybody, not even knowing the product. It's that simple, really good at asking questions. I've challenged Chris in the past about changing the name because the minute you say scripting and role play, it's crickets. People get uncomfortable. Lean in, my friends. If you want to get good, you're tired of losing commission checks for whatever you're selling because you're practicing on a client, you're practicing on a prospect. It's time to get intentional. It's time to get purposeful. That is a free class that he used to charge $1,500 an hour for. You can now plug in for free. There's no selling of anything. It's him just paying it forward. One last thing, Chris, and you're really going to kill me on this one. I know you're also leading a book club right now for $100 million leads. Can we open that up as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a mastermind. Alex Hormozi's $100 million leads. Cool part is, yeah, you can jump in anytime. Alex, what I love about Alex, he shares the same type of philosophy about his intellectual property. He didn't write this book. I know we're shamelessly plugging his book, but it's that valuable. He didn't write the book to generate another stream of income. He wrote the book to make people better with the hopes that they can generate $1 million of revenue in a year. And then he's interested in like partnering with them. If you don't, hey, he's added massive value to you. He's literally put the book in a PDF form on the internet for free. So you don't need to buy the book. And then he took the audio and put it on his podcast. And he's got an entire like 16 episode podcast, which is nothing more than him reading the book. So you can actually, if you're like, oh, I don't like reading, I prefer audio, you can listen to it for free on his podcast. So we meet every week, every Wednesday morning, 10:30 a.m. Same thing, chrishardzoom.com. And we mastermind about the different topics. Right now we're on section 3. So next week we'll be on part 2 of section 3. Talking about get leads, right? And that's what every business needs. You want to scale your business, get more leads. So massively valuable, open to everybody.
Love it, man. I speak for audience yet again. Thank you. Wealth of knowledge. I have notes, which means you always have the right guest on. I can't wait to go implement some new AI tactics.
Yes, sir.
But thank you very much, man. You always pay it forward. Thanks for opening the door to two of your training classes to our following. I appreciate you, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure. And thank you for the opportunity to be on your podcast and be able to pour into your followers.
Awesome. Solar Sales Uncensored following. I know you guys are a cult and we appreciate it. Let us know in the comments what AI sites you guys are liking best right now and what you're going to implement and anything else you want us to touch on AI related in the future. We are here to serve. We are here to pay it forward. Hope each and every one of you have a fantastic day. Be safe, be great, and God bless. We'll talk soon.